Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 74, stanzas 1 through 4. O Lord, give ear when with my voice I cry aloud to thee. Have mercy also, I entreat. Give answer unto me. 1 through 4 of Psalter 74.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 12, beginning with verse 37 through verse 51. Exodus 12, 37 through 51. But first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 12, beginning with verse 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night, to be much observed unto the Lord, for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover, and there shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten, and thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh, or aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is home-born, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. So far the reading of God's holy law. We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. Pete Herwire, who hopes to have surgery this coming Tuesday. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of the earth and of this entire universe, wherein thou givest us to live with our children, we, just a very, very small part of that great creation which thou hast made, which thou dost uphold from day to day, and then living in a very small portion of that time from the beginning of the world even unto the end, through all the ages, a few years, for us and for our children. Lord, that thou may give to us in this morning a feeling, sense, and realization of our insignificance in thy holy sight, but also in a special way of our guilt and of our sin. For then we were created as the crown of thy blessed creation, created in the image of thee, with a desire after thee. But this we have lost. And so we go with our children from day to day, seeking all that is vain and carnal and temporal, and that will soon pass away. And from our side careless, for the need of our souls, as we go to a great and never-ending eternity. Lord, then it behooves us to come before thee Sabbath after Sabbath, to beseech of thee that thou may remember us all together. For there is not one of us that has not that same need of our soul. As we travel to thy great judgment seat, as thou sayest that we must be born again. O Lord, this is thy work, the work of thy Holy Spirit. And this we beseech of thee again in this morning hour. And when we have come another week, and when we have come another day closer to that time, and that we also will stand at thy great judgment seat. And we cannot stand before thee outside of thy dear Son, else we shall be condemned to that eternal pit, wherein the worm shall never die, and that fire shall not be quenched. Lord, we are so dead, so careless by nature that we have no need for thee, and that we care for none of these things. And then it is our only hope and our only expectation that thou may begin from thy own side. And thou sayest to ask it of thee, and then we shall receive it. Oh, we beseech it of thee then, Lord. And we come, oh, if we cannot come with our hearts, and when we cannot come in spirit and in truth, then we come to open our mouth. Oh, then we come even with our minds, Lord, that thou may come, and that thou may begin with us, that it may become true with us, each and every one. And that there would not be left one of us who shall on that great day have to be cast away from thee. Oh, young and old together, under the preaching, under the reading of thy holy word. Oh, that it may never testify against us. Lord, we beseech it of thee in this day and also in the day of tomorrow. And when we hope to be gathered together in these days around thy holy word and everlasting testimony, oh, then we beseech thee that thou may use something that we may read, that we may speak out of thy holy word, that these days may be good days, O Lord, and that they may be profitable days. And that they may be days wherein we may also say, and that it was so good that we may be together, and that thy word may be in the foreground, and that thy word may be for our instruction, and for our profit, for our rebuke, and that it may be for thy glory and for our salvation, and that we, with our children, and may forever and ever glorify thy name for these days. Oh, remember us then. And wilt thou supply for us in all the needs and the cares, not only of this life, but especially for our souls. Remember thy children, instruct and teach them. Oh, do lead them from step to step. Oh, do open, Lord, their mouths in the days in which that we are living. Oh, that it may not be only that which that they may speak of so many years ago, but that thou may also speak in these days, and that thou may revive thy own work in the midst of the years, and that thou may open their mouths the children, the youth, and that the congregation may it hear that thou art still alive, and that thou still visitest thy own, and that a hunger and a thirst may be born in the heart of each and every one of us for those blessings that we cannot miss, and that are so much greater than all this world can offer to us. Oh, that thou may remember all of us. Remember all the afflicted and the sick ones. And we lay before thee those that are not able to gather with us in this day for the sickness of their bodies. Wilt thou remember them in their own places? For thou knowest their needs, the frailties of the body, which are felt and experienced as the consequences of our sin. Oh, that thou may supply for them, and that thou may bring them up again in thy mercy and in thy favor. Wilt thou remember him also that must go into the hospital in the week to come? Wilt thou guide the hands of the physicians, the surgeons, that they may receive wisdom, that they may receive much skill, and that thou may bless these means for his recovery, for the comfort and the healing of his body. And wilt thou visit him also and his wife in their own souls together. Lord, grant that all these ways may be profitable for our souls. Wilt thou look upon all thy servants? Oh, they do go again in the midst of thy Sabbath days forward, not because that there is in them an ability, but because thou hast sent them, and because that thou promisest that thou wilt go with them, and because that thou still hast a people that thou wilt gather in this world to thy kingdom, and because thou hast a people that have a hunger and a thirst and that need to be fed by the hand of that great shepherd. And so thou dost thrust forth those who thou sendest into thy vineyard. Lord, we beseech thee for them, for each and every one of them, that thou may strengthen them. Oh, that thou may supply word for word, that thou may give thy spirit in a rich measure, that thou may give truth in the inward parts to be felt and to be experienced in the bringing of thy word. Oh, that thy word may go so open, and that the hearts may be opened for it over the length and the breadth of this whole world. Wilt thou remember all the empty pulpits, the congregations that have no under shepherd? Wilt thou supply and send forth more servants into thy vineyard, and remember us in mercy as a denomination? Oh, that thou may work with power, and that the truth that thou hast given unto us may be sanctified and blessed unto our youth and to each and every one, that thy name may be glorified, and that we may not slide away to embrace all the errors which are brought in the midst of this world, also concerning thy word. Lord, do it. Remember us. Oh, remember us in mercy this morning hour. Oh, bring thy word with power. Help thy servant. Forgive and keep us from all sin. For Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 246, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O teach thou us to count our days, and set our hearts on wisdom's ways. Turn, Lord, to us in our distress. In pity now thy servants bless. Let mercy's dawn dispel our night, and all our day with joy be bright, and all our day with joy be bright. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 246. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in the portion of God's Word which was read to you, Exodus chapter 12, and thereof the 37th verse. Exodus 12, verse 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. So far, the words of our text. The children of Israel, journey from Ramses to Succoth. First, the natural significance of this journey, and second, the spiritual significance of this journey. The children of Israel journey from Ramses to Succoth. First, the natural significance, and second, the spiritual significance. The children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. Thus, we have here, congregation, the number of the children of Israel when they departed from Egypt, 600,000 that were men, that is, that were warriors, that is, that were from 20 years old and upward. That means that there were altogether likely between 2 and 2.5 million persons that have gone out of Egypt as these Israelites, with 70 persons. Jacob has descended from Canaan into this land of Egypt. And now with more than 2 million persons, his children do return again. What was, boys and girls, the purpose of Pharaoh? We read that Pharaoh, he has said to his servants, "Come on, and let us deal wisely with them." He feared them. And then his purpose was that their number should diminish. And for that reason, he has made them into slaves. For that reason, he has persecuted them. For that reason, he has thrown the little children into the river. That was his purpose, to destroy and to diminish. And what was the purpose of the Lord? The purpose of the Lord, that was to increase the number of his children. And so what has taken place? The number of his children have increased. It is that simple. Why? Because there is no fighting. There is no fighting against the will of God. And that which the king of the earth, the king of the universe, of the natural, of the spiritual world does determine, that is that which will take place in this world. Joseph did invite his father down into the land of Egypt, and Jacob was afraid to go. He could not go without the blessing of the Lord. Can we say that of us also, young people? Are you not able to go without the blessing of the Lord, especially in those decisions that you are called to make when you are so young that may be so very important in your future life. Oh, he has to make this decision. And Jacob, he cannot go without the Lord's blessing. And why not? In a special way, because of the promise of the Lord. It was the promise of the Lord that was given unto his fathers. A promise of the Lord that was given unto Abraham, that was given unto Isaac. And then in his need, he has bent his knees. Do we do that too? And in his need, when he has bent his knees, then we read that the Lord, he comes over unto Jacob. And the Lord gives to Jacob instruction. And he says to him, fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. For I will make of thee a great nation. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. Oh, what happens to the fears that are lying in the hearts of God's children? Every one of those fears, the Lord in his own time and in his own way is putting to shame. That church that is a remnant upon this world. And we can read even from the very beginning that the Lord has said that he will give license, that he will give rope, that he will give chain, as it were, unto Satan himself concerning that church. No, he shall not have dominion over them, because his own head shall be bruised. But we read, thou shalt bruise his heel. But what does John say? He says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before them and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Thus nothing that Satan can do is going to get in the way of the fulfillment of the promise of the Lord. Do we believe this? About 600,000 on foot that were men. Actually, that were strong men. Thus, that were men who were able to fight. Thus, Pharaoh, what was now the fruit of all your persecutions? What was now the fruit of all of the anger and of all the devices that you have taken against the Lord's people? No, all that you have done that has not weakened the true people of the Lord. On the contrary, it has strengthened the people of the Lord. In Psalm 107 we read, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them. No, it does not go in the way that Israel chooses. When it goes in the way of affliction, when it goes in the way of persecution. But the Lord is above this, decreeing and directing everything to the good and to the welfare of his people and to the fulfilling of his own promise. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. What is that? Ramses. We first read in Genesis 47, and Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. It is not likely when Jacob came down into Egypt and Joseph gave them this place, that this place actually existed already by this name of Ramses. Thus, this is that is called, young people, by the word of an anachronism. That means that the author, he is writing after all of this has taken place, and that he is saying that they came down into that place which is now called Ramses. Thus, not at this time. We do read about Goshen. Thus, Ramses was very likely located in this Goshen in Lower Egypt, in the eastern part of the Delta. In Exodus 1, we read of the Hebrews, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. Thus, Ramses was one of these two treasure cities that were built by the Hebrew slaves for Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The stone slab of Pharaoh Ramses II says that he is said to have built this fortress with the Asiatic Semitic slaves. And indeed, it is described as a treasure city, very prosperous city, with canals, we read, full of fish, and lakes with birds, and fields with lentils and melons and wheat and onions and sesame, gardens of vines and almonds and figs. The ships, they have entered into the harbors of this city, and actually it became a palace city, Ramses, or Ra created it. Ra, that is another name, children, for the sun. In other words, the city is created by the sun, or the sun child of the sun. That was one, we said, of the two treasure cities, or what are called Mishkanah, or the supply houses, or a storage house. That means that it is speaking about abundance. Remember that Joseph has given unto his own father and to his family. He has brought them into the best part of that land of Egypt. And now this is as one of the treasure cities, is a city wherein the supply houses were, where all the abundance of that land of Egypt may be stored. That word that of those treasure cities that comes from the root that actually means to settle down. Thus, it speaks about a settlement, a place of abode where the persons may rest, where they may stay, a dwelling place. Thus, Ramses. Now what do we read? And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. Thus, what is Succoth? Succoth means booths, or tents. We read of Jacob that he parted from Esau and he also journeyed to Succoth, but that Succoth was a different place than this, much further away and much too far for the children of Israel to have traveled in this day from this land of Egypt. But there we read that Jacob, he built booths. He built booths for his many cattle. This Succoth, at this time, does not seem to have been a town or a settlement. At least there are no remains to be found of a city or a settlement in this place. Thus, it was a desert place. It is called Succoth. Probably it was a gathering place. Probably it was a meeting place for the caravans that went between this Ramses and the Suez. Thus, there was nothing there at this Succoth. This word Succoth comes actually from the root that means to hide or to be covered or to defend. This indeed was the purpose. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, we know that they had to build themselves booths. They have taken the boughs of the trees, and they had to make for themselves temporary dwelling places as they were traveling. Later, they would have to commemorate this. As we can read, they have to commemorate the Feast of Tabernacles in remembrance of these booths. And they had to dwell in those booths for 7 days out of the year. Thus, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. That is now the place that they left behind. Ramses. That is not a place where they had no roots. No, the children of Israel have been in this land for some 430 years. Thus, this is now the place where they have been born. This is now the place where their own parents, where their own fathers have been born. Ramses, that is not a place where there are no ties. That is not a place where there are no bonds, no. That is a city that has been built by the labor of their own hands. All their whole life, they have labored diligently for the building of this city. Ramses. That is not a place where there was outward lack. No, that was a place for its day of very high civilization. And yet, what do we read? And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. They left it. How did they leave it? Or were they forced to go out of Ramses? No. No, they were not driven out of Ramses, but they went willingly, they flee themselves out of Ramses. That is, congregation, nothing short of a miracle. Why? If we didn't know of the relation that there was between Pharaoh and the children of Israel, then altogether we would say that this was an absurdity of the children of Israel to depart from this Ramses. Indeed, there was a time that the children of Israel enjoyed the land of Egypt. There was a time that the children of Israel were content to dwell in Egypt. Why? Well, they may enjoy the best. They may enjoy the best part of all the land of Egypt. And now, if the Lord would leave it so, then they had never left that good land. No, they would do even maybe as we do. day by day, to call our lands after our own names. But there is a promise. There is a promise. What did the Lord say unto Abraham? What did the Lord confirm also unto his servant Jacob? Not only may Jacob go down, but the Lord, he says, I will surely bring thee up again. Thus, there had to come a time that that relation was broken. The relation between the children of Israel and Egypt. The Lord will see to it that that relation is cut off. And thus there came a day when from free men they became slaves in that land of Egypt. What a day that was. That was a day that they lost all of their freedom. That was the day in which their existence in the land of Egypt first became to them a burden. Maybe in the beginning that was not so bad. But as time goes on, that becomes worse and worse. And they begin to suffer more and more under that bondage. And eventually that cry that is coming up unto God by reason of the bondage, this we have heard. And now what do we see today? And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. More than 2 million souls. They are united together as one man. United together in their purpose. United together in their will. United together in their desire to depart from Ramses. That is a great miracle. That is now the work of the Lord. When he will draw his church unto himself. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. Do you know what that word means, to journey? That word means to root up. It means to pluck up. Just boys and girls, you have gone once maybe in camping, and when you are finished camping, then you have to pull out the stakes wherein that tent is fastened unto the ground. Thus, they are plucked up because that tent is going to go from one place onto another place. Thus we read, and the children of Israel journeyed. Israel is itself a people whom the Lord himself is, as it were, plucking up out of that land of Egypt to deliver them from that iron grip of Pharaoh. The Lord has conquered him. The Lord has shown unto him his might. The Lord has bruised, as it were, his head, so that he had no more power anymore to hold on to that children of Israel. But that is not the only thing that was necessary. No, something more was necessary. It was also the heart. The heart of the children of Israel that had to be conquered. And now what do we see? More than 2 million people, they pluck up. More than 2 million souls, more than 2 million hearts, more than 2 million wills, united as one man to pluck up and to leave that pleasant land behind them. to leave everything behind them, to separate themselves, and to turn not their face, but to turn their back unto the land of Egypt, to turn their back unto Ramses. Why? Because Egypt cannot satisfy them anymore, as Egypt has satisfied them in the past. No, it is even more, they are not able anymore to stay in that land. Because to stay in that land for the children of Israel, it has become death unto them. Oh, if Pharaoh, he is intent on destroying that people. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. That is now their first encampment. From that beautiful, from that prosperous Ramses, they go into the desert. They go unto Succoth, where there is nothing, and where they have to make themselves little huts. There are no conveniences for them there. There are only for the children of Israel discomforts. There they will have to suffer want. There they have to suffer cold and heat and nakedness and peril. From being settled in their dwelling place, in their settlement, they become unsettled. They pluck up. They have their no abiding city. And yet they go. And yet they go. 2 million souls with the will of one man, and no one is able to stop them. Why? Because Ramses is death and Canaan has become life. Canaan has become life. Oh, there is a prize. There is a prize that is now set before the eyes of the people. And when Ramses is death, and a prize is set before the people, then they are made willing to go through Succoth. They are willing to go on journey with all the inconveniences of that journey. What a great change. What a great, great change has taken place in this day. Do you know what the Lord says? He says it is a night to be much remembered. That was the night that the children of Israel became pilgrims. A night never to be forgotten. Do you know such a night? Let us sing. Psalter 421, stanzas 3 and 4. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art. Thy ways are hidden in his heart. He treads the highway to thy dwelling. And what follows in 3 and 4 of 421. the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. In the covenant of peace, congregation, the Son has received a promise from His Father. And what was that promise? That was the promise of a seed in which it would serve Him. That seed began its life where? That seed began its life in paradise. But in the fall, then that seed that has gone, as it were, down into that land of Egypt, and it has come in under the dominion of Satan and of sin. And the promise of the Lord that is to bring that seed once again unto Himself. But what is now necessary? First, Satan has to be conquered. Did that take place, boys and girls? Oh, yes, it did. It took place when the Son of God did come upon this world to give His life even unto death. There He has bruised that head of Satan. There He has taken away His power to hold His people in death anymore, the same as the Lord has taken away the power of Pharaoh to hold the children of Israel. Yes. Oh, that Son has come, and in His active and in His passive obedience, then He has conquered the devil. But is that now all that has to take place? No, there is now something else that has to take place. Now that people, they actually have to be brought out of that land. Thus, what did the Lord Jesus say? He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That is now the work of the Holy Spirit. There will not be one hoof that will be left behind of that people. About 600,000 on foot that were men, strong men. Oh, there is such a strength in that new life. And that new life that is made stronger by affliction and by persecution and by sorrow. And everything that Satan does in his intent to destroy that new life, that is for the increase of the people not only, but also for the increase of the strength of their soul. Oh, Hannah, was she weakened by Peninnah? No, it is just the opposite. It is in this way that she is made so strong. David is not weakened by Saul. Paul, he is not weakened by all of his persecutors. No, the work of God that cannot be overcome. And though that people, they are so weak in themselves, yet the apostle says, "When I am weak, then am I strong." And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. Oh, in that new birth, there is a great change. Do you know of a great change? And what is that change? We read it is a night to be much observed. That is regeneration. That is the deliverance of the soul from sin. No, we do not say that that is experienced by everyone in that same way. We do not even say that that moment, that individual moment, can always be known or remembered or spoken of. No, we read of Timothy that from a child that he has known the Holy Scriptures, and Obadiah, oh, he may say it also of himself, I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Oh, can we say that too? That we may fear the Lord from our youth. And yet there is a change. Oh, and yet there is a life that is missing in that natural man. In regeneration, there is a change in the life of a man that becomes known in the fruits. That is the day that the Lord is binding that strong man armed that keepeth his palace. That is the day that Satan must let a man go from death that he may live. That is the day that Satan experiences that his power that is completely lost. And now what is the fruit? That is the day, congregation, that the Egypt of this world loses all its value. Ramses, that is a pleasant place by nature. That is a pleasant place even to that people who are chosen in eternity and who are lying under that seal of election. Oh, that Ramses, that is to them also a pleasant place. Is it still a pleasant place for you? Is it still a pleasant place with all its entertainments, with everything that the world has to offer? Is it still pleasant to your soul with all of its allurements? This world, what is it by nature? It is a treasure city. It is that city wherein there is the supply house of everything that our natural heart could desire. But there is one thing that the Lord is binding upon each and every one of his people. That he is regenerating and giving new life. Oh, then he is binding that people together even as one man. And what is that? That is that this Ramses, the Ramses of this world, that becomes to them a burden. The Lord does what? He breaks. He breaks the relation between the heart of his child and the God of this world. And then a man begins to see that Satan and the world and sin, they are all laboring for one purpose. And that is for my eternal destruction, to bring me to ruin. Oh, do we also no such a change? That is a people that cannot stay there anymore. Because this world that is made death to them. Therefore we read, it is a willing people in the day of the Lord's power. Why? Because the will is wrought upon. Because that will is renewed. Ramses. Oh, then the will of that soul cannot bear that Ramses anymore. But that people are willing to forsake the world and every former friend, as Ruth, as she may turn her back upon all of Moab, and then with a desire that I may follow hard after the Lord, and that I may be delivered from all sin and evil. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. Oh, the church is a people that embark on a journey. They become unsettled in this world. They become loosed from this world. They pluck up from this world, because this world doesn't mean anything unto them anymore. Then they become a pilgrim. Then they become a sojourner with their back unto the world. Then they begin to live in tents, in booths. This world they see that is but a temporary dwelling place on a journey to eternity. No, we do not say that it is always so. Sadly not. Later then we will see the people of the Lord, they are looking back. And they are desiring again all that they may enjoy in that land of Ramses. Do you see the bride? She is lying on that bed of slothfulness. Do you see Solomon? Solomon is going again into the service of this world, and even worse, into all the idol temples of his wives. No, we do not say that it always remains so, but that was not so with the daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, that was not so with that people, as we read in God's word, who may be in that first love. And then they may look at God's children, and they may receive sometimes such a bad example, and they cannot understand how it is that God's children can live in such a way. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. Oh, that is the way of a truly regenerated soul. Why? Because this world is death. But because there is also a prize. A prize that is set before them. A treasure in heaven where moth and rust doth not corrupt. And then they are willing. Then they are willing in that moment to live in booths in this world. The rest of their life, that they may receive what? Oh, they are traveling somewhere, and they are looking forward to receiving an inheritance. And then the love of the Lord that is so strong, and they are not hindered by poverty. Oh, they are not hindered by all of the inconveniences that may be upon the way. Then they are not hindered when the Lord Jesus says that it will go in a way of much persecution. No, then there is none that can stand away in the way. And there is no one that is able to convince them in that day that they should go back unto that world. No, it is just the opposite. They fear that they will go back into the world. And then they say with Ruth, "Oh, entreat me not to leave thee, Bunyan's pilgrim." Oh, Bunyan knew it too. It was his wife and his dear children and all his loved ones. And they say, "Stay, stay, stay." And he cannot stay. No, even though he loves them with all his heart. Oh, congregation, how is it? How is it now in our own soul? Do we know in our life such a plucking up? Ramses, oh, that is familiar to all of us. Being born, being conceived in sin, being without hope and without God in this world, then Ramses, that is familiar to all of us. But now the next part. We also know this plucking up from Ramses. Or is this world still our element? Or is this world, has that always remained our home? Maybe we even profess great things. Maybe we even profess faith in Jesus. If that is so, are you ignorant of this plucking up from Ramses? Or if that is so, that we are ignorant of this, then we must put a question mark behind that faith which we profess. Because, congregation, here is the beginning. Then let us be honest. By nature, we are tied to this world, and we must be loosed from this world. That is now the beginning. People of the Lord, how is it? How is it, I mean, with your tenting? Suck off. Oh, do you remember the journey? Do you remember the journey from Ramses to Succoth? Do you remember that day when you turned your back so willingly to this world, that you cared for nothing in this world anymore, that you could leave this entire world behind you? Do you remember that day when your heart was loosened from this world? Do you remember when your life was an example to others? When your life was an example of separation? Do you remember when your life was an example of a pilgrim? Do you remember when it was sometimes so, so good to dwell in that booth? Oh, when that future that was so, so very unknown to you, but the presence of the Lord was there. And then you thought you were delivered already. You thought you were delivered from sin and that you would never desire it again and you would never certainly go back to it. But your journey that was different than you had expected, and now sometimes you fear that it still will end wrong. But you cannot deny your exodus. And you cannot deny that you are no stranger of that journey from Ramses to Succoth. And when the Lord begins, He says He will also make an end, even though that way that goes through the wilderness. What does Jeremiah say? Oh, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. And ask for the old paths, where is that good way, and walk ye therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou give to us the knowledge of this matter, to be born again, and that this world, that we may pluck up from this world, that we may journey from this Ramses, and that we may be willing to go through Succoth, that we may travel unto the city of the Lord. Oh, look on the children and the youth. Give them in this simple word to see the blessedness of the portion of thy people, and draw their hearts after it, and that thou may bless and sanctify thy truth. And look on us, bring us safely home, and bring us with desire together in this afternoon again. And we ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 114, 1 and 3. as thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirsts my soul, O God, for Thee. It seeks for God, and ever looks and longs the living God to see, and longs the living God to see. 1 and 3 of 114. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.